Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, who has introduced me to a war game, sometimes called tabletop strategic distraction. Pyongyang targets South Korea's reactors. The situation begins in the May of 2026. Beijing intends to reacquire Taiwan as part of the People's Republic of China. The leader of Beijing, Xi Jinping, meets with his military and says now's the time to act. They're worried, however, about Japan and the United States and their close alliance, and also the first and second island chain. All these geographical reasons to worry about a move on Taiwan. So, what does Xi do? He turns to North Korea. He communicates to Kim Jong-un that now is the time for us to reacquire Taiwan, to be whole, I think is the rhetoric, to be whole. And we would very much appreciate your attention. What does Kim Jong-un take with this? He tells his military to prepare, but at the same time, he makes an appeal, I believe, in public, to South Korea, knowing there are elements in South Korea who are very sympathetic to a reunited peninsula. This all seems in the future, except that it seems right now, given the instability that is evidenced in South Korea in these last days, because the president, having called a martial law without consulting almost anybody in its cabinet or his government or his majority in the legislature, the president is now in a position of resign or the FT is reporting that the army has said, we will not obey a martial law order if you give it again. Henry, I come to you because it's surprising how you've managed to create a game that is right upon us. Now, there is a public will in South Korea that is defiant of Yoon, who most famously now is pictured standing at Camp David, the president of the United States, one side, and on the other side is the leader of Japan, Kishida at the time. Now it's Ishiba. Very unpopular in South Korea, evidencing again that South Korea has a large and very vocal public that denies there's reason to worry about uniting the peninsula, denies there's reason to think that we're going to go to war. All of that makes your game very relevant. What is it that Kim Jong-un is thinking about his intention to reunite the Korean Peninsula? How does he think about it? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Again, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you. I think the word reunification might be inappropriate. And the reason I say that is we got a brief prior to the game from a man named Joshua Stanton. And I recommend, if you want to learn more about Korea, to take a look at his presentation, which you can go on our website. But in general, following Mr. Stanton's various insights when he shares them is smart. He is a judge advocate in Korea and knows a great deal about Korea. And what he does in his spare time exceeds the value of many large nonprofits. He's kind of responsible for an awful lot of human rights legislation regarding North Korea. In any case, what he pointed out is unification is not the correct word. It's confederation. And the idea is that the South would, you know, continue to behave as it does and have its own government, but it would be confederated and operate in harmony with the North, which is code for on North Korea's terms. Now, there is a sentiment in the South, it may not be, majority, but there's a strong number of South Koreans who believe that North Korea is more Korean than South Korea, which has been colonized by the Japanese and the Americans. And for these people, mostly progressive and on the left, working with North Korea makes more sense than working with Japan, that's for sure, and maybe even with the United States. What this game does is plays on those facts to make it very difficult to attribute what becomes an attack on reactors that spew so much radiation that it makes people have to leave their homes in southern South Korea and in western Japan in numbers that, top millions, which presents an enormous political security challenge in its own right.
Kim Jong-un believes then that there's a sizable part of the population that is not hostile to confederation with the North. And therefore, he presents, that's the opening rounds of the game. Do we have any expectation of how the Americans or the Japanese respond to this debate in Korea at the time?
Well, the beauty of a well-designed game is that when it's played, it produces results that the designer, that would be me, didn't expect. And that's exactly what happened. What the Japanese view of events is very different than the American view, and even different from the South Koreans. For them, it's not clear that the North Koreans engaged in an act of war because no one can attribute who lofted the locally ranged drones that did the damage against the reactors at Cori and the spent fuel pond. And so for them, it's an act of terrorism, unworthy of a national attack against North Korea as a nation. The Americans, on the other hand, are obsessing, and rightly so, about what China is doing with Taiwan and sees this as a manipulation of the North Koreans to do what North Korea can to distract Japan, the United States, and South Korea from the Taiwan crisis. So the American team is ready to strike and send a message to China. Meanwhile, the South Koreans clearly want to do something in response to North Korea, but they want to do it, not the Americans. And when the Americans in this game decide that they can't wait upon collaboration and agreement with our allies bilaterally tied with Japan and South Korea, Washington decides to strike without consultations with Japan or South Korea, which I've got to tell you, does not go down well.
I measure that the disorder caused by the drone attack on the nuclear reactor is not that foreign from the disorder caused now by a breakdown in the relation between the assembly and the president and the army. And memories of the South Korean dictatorship, military dictatorship, are not out of mind. It's mentioned all the time in the news reporting. So the critical turn here seems to be creating alarm refugees throughout the country. That gets everything moving. Kim Jong-un now appeals on the basis of, in the second move, on the basis of the confederation talk. Is that already in the mix, or does he have to introduce it for the first time?
Oh, it's been in the mix for some time, according to Mr. Stanton, and he gives evidence. And if anything, one of the worries that's unspoken publicly is that when progressive governments come into play, the folks that are amongst them that are very pro-North Korean may not be, quote unquote, trustworthy with information that has to do with American, South Korean, or Japanese military cooperation or collaboration or planning, to say nothing of other things, diplomatic character. In other words, information may be shared with the North during those periods when South Korea turns progressive. And there is a kind of bifurcation, or I should say schizophrenia, according to Mr. Stanton, with regard to the politics in South Korea. It turns conservative and it turns very progressive. You know, with any bad luck, we may be following their model, but it's very unstable for foreign and military affairs and security, and causes lots of havoc for alliance relations. Meanwhile, you know, Japan currently has a very weak party, the LDP. It's ruling by the skin of its teeth. And, you know, that kind of got reflected in the game as well. So, you know, welcome to unstable political future. This may have more to do with security than any weapons or military planning per se. It's certainly got to be a big part of how we think about things.
What comes next? I'm speaking with Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're looking at a war game that is surprisingly conducive to thinking about the instability in South Korea right now. When we come back, China mobilizes. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
This summer, take scent on the road with Pura Car Pro. It's the smart, stylish car diffuser that lets you control premium fragrance from your phone. From commutes to weekend getaways, elevate every drive. And for a limited time, get 15% off Pura Car Pro and all car scents. Head to Pura.com to claim the deal before it's gone.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.